Well, let me ask you this, Michael, because this is the one that's on everybody's mind right now, and I've been getting emails on this all day about Billy Meier and what he said, first of all, about some kind of large object striking the Earth September 29th, 2004. What did he say? When did he say it?
Let me just think. The date on his original was 78. And it was in one of his publications. I think it was in one of the Wasserman publications. I think that's where it was. He foretold a couple things. One was that there was going to be a launch of a telescope, he said, at the end of the 80s or so, that was going to, you know, contribute to these unfathomable discoveries in space. And, of course,
We got Hubble.
We got Hubble. But then he said that in somewhere in the late 80s to the early 1990s, that they would discover, now he called it a comet, and I think we call it an asteroid.
Right.
And he said it would be named Toutatis, and he simply said it may threaten the Earth in September 2004.
Well, he's right that it's going to be here September 29th, 2004.
Yeah. Now, he did say and I have this even on the DVD, because what he had said was it may threaten the Earth at that time. However, there are factors that could, assure that it doesn't hit the Earth. If humanity had come together to create a genuine defense against incoming objects, which we are foolish to have not
done. We're not ready yet for that.
We don't have that. He said the other factor is that there could well be the pull of the outer planets or larger planets that was going to pull its course sufficiently away, so we're not going to have a collision.
Well, what they're predicting, according to my mathematics, is that this object will get to about 1,000,000 miles from the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close.
That's certainly close enough.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, but did he say specifically it would hit us?
No, he said may threaten Earth.
May threaten.
Yeah, no, he never... Well, people are confusing that with something else, which they did say. There is something called the red meteor. And the red meteor is a prediction.
By Billy?
No, this is from the Pleiaren.
All right.
And what they said was...
Well, all of these were from them, right?
Yeah, although Billy has done some of his own as well. But, you know, I just put it in here as the Meier material because most of it is from the Pleiaren.
All right, what do they say about this?
All right, and again, a lot of this is memory on which particular...
I understand.
There is... what they call the red meteor, a large incoming object, which is going to strike the planet somewhere. I think they said it's between the Bering Sea and the North Sea or the Black Sea. If I had a map and my brain was a little sharper, I'd give it to you exactly. But they said this is going to be a deep impact scenario. It's going to throw a lot of stuff into the air. It's going to cause a lot of damage, and it's going to kill a lot of people. But it ain't going to end life on Earth as we know it.
And when is it going to be?
They will not tell us the date. Now, there is one place when I was doing searches, and I'm going to, see if I can figure that one out again. There was one place where I was doing searches where it appeared to me that they had pinpointed, that they had hinted at a year factor, what they called a three factor.
What does that mean?
Well, when the numerology of the year would add up to three.
The numerology, all right, like 2000, whatever, would add to three by the end? Across, you mean?
Well, yeah, like 2001, well, it didn't
would
happen.
Would be three,
then.
Right.
Right, so we know that didn't happen. And you could probably figure something like 2019 would be a three, right?
2019 would be a three.
2010 would be a three.
Mm-hmm.
Just adding all the numbers together. So it's possible that we may be looking at that then. The way I read it, it occurred to me and it appeared to me that we had an opportunity to prevent this had we come together and started to do that type of... development for protecting ourselves.
Well, what do you think this red object is, though?
The red meteor?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's a comet or a meteor or something, a chunk of an asteroid. I don't know. It's apparently coming from a distance. So could it not be, a meteor or a comet? Yeah.
Something on fire.
Yeah, something on fire. Something that... It is going to cause damage. You know, they...
Why won't they give us a date?
Because on predictions, what they've stated about predictions is this. When people know when something is going to happen, and it's quite logical, they want to stop it. They want to interfere. Look, if you know, it's like if somebody says, that bridge is going to blow up tomorrow. Hey, we're going to go and do something about it. Now, if that's something we discover on our own, we darn well should go and stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And this might sound a little, you know, eccentric or strange. If there's something like that, they have determined that telling people the exact time something so horrendous is going to happen is actually going to be far more damaging. People will panic and people are going to go, you know, crazy and all of this. I often wonder, well, why did you tell us? You know, maybe I don't want to know. Maybe people don't want to know if such a thing is going to happen. But when I asked that question about, well, after I'd looked through all these prophecies, right, I was looking through these prophecies, spanning maybe, well, going back to 1975 to 1956, and I'm saying to myself, well, why have they given Meyer all of this information? Now, let me fill in the space here. When I did do this research, I saw that I would have to take perhaps dozens of these specific prophetic or predicted things. Now, these predictions had dates to them, and they were contained in material that, for the most part, Meyer kept pretty close at hand.
Well, like the 2004 Tutatis date must have come from Billy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
And this is long, if he did this in the early 70s.
78, I believe.
This was way before we knew about this asteroid.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here, I just pulled up a document on this red meteor thing. The meteor mentioned, I'm going to give you something from 1981 on this.
All right.
And let me just make sure. Okay. The meteor mentioned in the prophecies, which proves to be of enormous size and will cause most severe destructions on the Earth, and which threatens to bring, aside from climatic and tectonic changes, also additional changes, will threaten to split the crust of the Earth from the present-day North Sea down to the Black Sea, which, however, does not have to occur with absolute certainty. Strangely enough, he says it here,
mm-hmm.
because certain factors speak against this. It approaches from the depths of outer space towards the Sol system, our system, and is a so-called stranger. So Billy asks them, could you not do anything about this? And his contact person here, a man named Quetzal, says, you know very well that this will be the case, that we are not allowed to halt this event.